Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tuesday night, Yud Zayin or Yud Ches Adar Aleph, whatever it is. We're in Siman Nun Beis, and we're up to Tes Zayin, I believe. No, Tes Zayin we learned. Nehemiah, I'm giving Shir. Yes, thank you. Two, goodbye. Nehemiah, I'm giving Shir. Yud Zayin we're up to. Let's learn Tes Zayin again. It's really important. And I don't know if we had clarity. Eimu Baruchem Bar Preitzu Bar Priyodoma Ela B'Shanika B'Mikzah Shu Pri. Right, it can't be totally pureed. Even if it's mashed, but it has some solid form, but so it's Nikar what it is, or what it was. Like mashed potatoes, you'd make a Bar Priyodoma. But pureed potatoes, it's not so clear.
What about the like the condensed?
That's for sure shahakol, because at some point it totally lost its form. Pringles are shahakol. The potatoes that they serve them for the yeshivas, flakes. And they add water, you make shahakol. Could be they lie to you what it is. You're not supposed to know what it is. So you're making a bracha levatala. It's a wrong bracha. Yeah. We're going to be learning about that. You make our we're going to be discussing that case later on.
Why would that be discussing again? Why would that be right there?
It's not so clear. You can make adama if there's pieces of carrot. You can make adama on the carrot. Some svarim say, for example, potato kugel. It depends how it was made. Sometimes they shred the potatoes, and it's like little things. Then you make adama. But if you grate it, or there's another word, puree or grate, then you make shakol. But a lot of svarim say no. I'm not sure why, but a lot of svarim say potato latkes or potato kugel. They say it's nikar what it is. It's nikar that it's potato, and it has the form of potato, and it smells like a potato, and it looks like a potato. So even though it's like either it's an exception to the rule, it's not so clear why it's hadama. Some svarim will list it as shahakol. When they say potato kugel, it will give you two ways it's made. You say this way it's hadama, this way it's shahakol. Others will say you can always make hadama. So it's one of those things that you have to ask your rabbi.
What about like?
I make adama always. I make adama.
Corn chips.
Corn chips. You have to find out how it's made. I think we looked up corn chips. Is usually, I don't want to say. It depends how it's made. If they pulverize it first into a powder and then they reconstitute it, it's going to be charcoal. If they toast it and it just comes out like that. Comes out looking like that.
How did they toast it to every one of them looking like a triangle?
No.
I don't know. There's a list now of breakfast cereals. It's very, very complicated. There's a list they put out, I think Post put out a list of breakfast cereals with their brachas. And Mamish, some are ha'adam and some are shahakol. Mamish makes puffed wheat, all different ways they make it. And some are adam and some are mizonos and some are shahakol. Mamish, depends how it's made. But here he's talking about, he's going that if it's so mashed that it's not recognizable, he said, that's the shaila by potato kugel. Some say that's always recognizable as a potato, no matter what you do. Some other things are not recognizable. I mean, even if you know intellectually what it is, that doesn't count. It has to look like it. What? Peanut butter, the svarim are machalic between smooth and chunky. If peanut butter is not so clear, you'd ever be making a bracha on it. It's not. People eat peanut butter.
Yeah.
Chunky or smooth?
But even chunky, it's not like it's chunky. There's never a whole peanut. It's on.
That doesn't matter if it's whole or not. Is it the derech of people to eat peanut butter?
So,
because if it's not the derech, it's going to be shahakol no matter what. If you'll tell me it's the derech of people to eat peanut butter, then I would say smooth is shahakol, and chunky is adama. But if it's not the derech to eat it, then it's always shahakol, even chunky. So, this is why a rabbi has to read blogs, because he has to know what people are eating. To be able to paskin a shaila properly, he has to know what people are doing. Here he's talking about cooking plums, and they're thoroughly mashed, so you make a shakol. B'di'eved, oh, maybe this is a saving grace. He says, b'di'eved, you yotzei if you make the ha'adama, or the ha'etz. The imrov derech achilos osun peros, but if the way they're mostly eaten is after they're smashed, like a jam, oh, this is a chiddush. I didn't know this. He says, if the derech is, maybe I'm wrong about peanut butter then. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, in the very last three lines of Sifte HaZayin, here in Siman Nun Beis, that if most people eat it that way, even if it's thoroughly mashed, then you make the regular bracha, like ha'adama or ha'etz. In other words, you make ha'adama or ha'etz if it's recognizable, or if most people eat it that way. Oh, but peanuts is not true, because peanuts are not eaten that way, mostly. People eat peanuts, so it would not apply to peanut butter.
More peanut butter probably than raw peanuts.
Yeah? Most people who are eating peanuts, not peanut butter. What he's saying is if most people eat, let's say, I don't know if what an example would be. If most people would eat plums by eating jam, if most people would eat apples by eating applesauce, which is not the case, but if most people would eat plums, let's say, by eating...
oranges, we can't discuss, is it different?
Orange juice. I want to discuss it. Not, again, we're not talking about juice. We're talking about when you take the fruit. Juice is a different rules. We're talking about when you smash something up. According to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there are two ways in which it would retain its original bracha and not be shahakol. One, if it's lumpy or crunchy, if it's somewhat recognizable. And number two is if most people eat it this way.
So jam would be different than jelly.
He gives an example of jam, but I don't know what. I'm not acquainted with fruit. Maybe quinces. Quinces is mostly eaten as jam. I don't know. Okay, so there's no problem. No, but I have a problem if people don't eat it. If most people don't eat it, it's very important, but if most people don't eat it, if it's unusual to eat, and most people use it as a spread, then you're going to make shakol on it no matter what, because you're eating it in an unusual way, that most people don't eat it that way.
You see the whole raspberry, you see the seeds and stuff.
But what is it? It's a jam.
It's a jam, it's your spread. You put it on
but
spread.
Most people put it on...
Jam.
So most people don't eat it. Most people do not take a spoon and eat it. Then you make shahakol. Make shahakol. And you make shahakol. It's a spread. You eat it with bread. That's a spread on bread. There's jam, jelly, marmalade. Don't forget marmalade. Don't forget lekfar. We're coming up to Purim. There's something called lekfar. I don't know. There's apricot. I know because my wife... We have to get it in America. They don't sell it here. There's apricot jam and apricot jelly and apricot preserves. But then there's something called lekvar, L-E-K-V-A-R. And I have to go to Frank's Bakery in Muncie to buy apricot lekvar for Hamantash. And we get lekvar. You can make it b'di'evit out of jam and jelly, but you really don't want to. You want to get lekvar. I don't know what that is. Hello? Yes, you caught me at an extremely bad time, probably the worst time out of the whole 24 hours. I'm giving shiur now. So if you call me after 10, I'll talk to you. Bye. Okay, let's continue now. I would normally run out for a bus, but Nehemiah said he's taking me home. Nehemiah's here. He came to show someone the shul, so I think they're in Burger Deli. I think he mistook the address of the shul for Burger Deli. Yud Zion. Nehemiah, you know, he does a lot of good work in Kesher, most of it in El Gaucho. Orez V'dochen. Orez V'dochen, that's good old Orez V'dochen. So we assume Orez is rice and Dochen is millet. Some say it's the other way around, but this is what we assume. So millet and rice that were cooked, Genus Bashlu. Imlonis Moachu, if they were not smashed, if they didn't soften in the process and get stuck together after losing somewhat their form, but they're like still kernels or whole whatever, then you make a bar pri adama, not a mazonos.
Like regular rice, you cook and boil it in water, and that's adama.
I don't know. Most people feel that it sticks together and it somewhat softens and sticks. The reason most people will make adama on mazonos on rice.
I'm talking about white rice.
Because it softens and it gets stuck together. That's what he's talking about. That makes it into mazonos. That makes it into a processed food. If it would remain whole grain rice, I don't want to use the word. If it would remain like whole and not clumped together, then it would indeed be hadamah. Sorry? Okay, I'm sorry. I don't hear well. The bracha chronos always boring the fashos. We're talking now the bracha rishon as mazonos, but only if it's processed into a food in a certain way. Maybe we'll see the Mishnah Brura more thoroughly tomorrow night. He talks about if it's crushed. Rice cakes.
Kernels without cooking.
No, cooking is not the issue. The issue is whether the cooking sort of made it like change form somewhat. Like what they talk about is it melts a little, softens, and clumps together, which is the way I think of rice when it's served to me. It's clumped together. And that's what makes it into mazonos. Rice cake is another one of these issues where some books will say rice cake is wadoma, because even though it is stuck together, but it didn't melt down, like it wasn't nomes, it didn't get crushed. They just stuck it together. What's in between glue? Like, how do they get that? How do you make a rice cake? How do you know? You have to know how it's made. Could be it's there. There's an if it is, it's another cheshbon. It's puffed up. It's like baked. It's so it changes form. It explodes. It explodes. That, right. If it keeps its form, I'll try to get one of these books that talk about it in English. That's too short. Fletcher, Rabbi Fletcher. It's too short. I'll bring it. Bodner's book usually talks about these things at length. Okay, we'll stop here.